available on Link Records, a Oi label over in England, re-releasing some classic Oi and getting some of the band's early demos and stuff together, putting out albums. And we heard Cox Bar's They Mean Murder. Flit Tox from France gave us Made in USA, The Clash, ending up the set by request with London Calling. 11:30 on a Wednesday night. My name is Steve Kreitzer with you for another hour. Turmoil is now on from 10:30 to 12:30. And we've got an interview with Scream coming up. In fact, why don't we give a listen to a track off of their latest album, Bang the Drum. They should have a new one out on Ross Records, but Pete will explain all that in the interview. Right now, Scream with People, People here on Turmoil.
Right. Now that's what I've seen it tonight, is you're down to a four-piece. Mm-hmm. What happened to the second guitar player, Robert Lee?
We lost him on the ferry going from Birkenhead to Liverpool when we was touring over there. Never seen him since.
Really?
I think he wanted to join like a Mersey sound band or something. So now one of those like overweight Mersey bands.
Right. So now back to the original four piece.
Yeah, for now.
Do you miss the extra guitar now?
Sometimes, yeah. Always a good dude.
You got a new album coming out soon on Ross Records.
It's called No More Censorship.
When will that be out?
Hopefully when school starts.
Any reason for leaving Discord? It seems a lot of bands put out 2-3 albums on Discord, then go on to another label.
Well, they usually just put out newer bands anyway, you know. I mean, most bands that put out a couple records, it's best that they move on, because Discord basically just wants to always continue being fresh and putting out new bands. And they really don't have any, they really don't feel like putting up with dinosaurs like us, you know.
Latest album though is called Bang the Drum.
Yeah.
And it seems you guys have like 2 years between albums. First one was A2, second
one. That's one reason why we're leaving Discord. It takes fucking forever to get a record out, but it's not always their fault, it's partially ours. But I mean, that's just the way it goes, man. I guess we're kind of lazy sometimes.
But the good thing about the 2 year difference is you can sense the growth in the band.
You're
going now for like a harder edge, it seems like.
Well, we've always been pretty hard band, man. This and our first record still screaming. It's like up hardcore. A punk rock, man.
Between the albums This Side Up and the last one, Bang the Drum, you had a 45 out on Jungle Hop Records.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's a French release. It's because this a friend of ours was going to offer to put it out for us over there while we were torn, and you know, we decided it'd be really good to get a single out in France because it's hard to get through to like the French music scene for some reason. I really don't know, I've never lived there, but they tend to go for a certain kind of bands, you know, I guess. And it seems like unless you're on a French label, they don't really listen to you. So. We'll be right back.
The A side was Walking By Myself. There's a line in there called Have We Forgotten What's Real and What Started Our Scene. Were you a little dissatisfied with the punk scene when you wrote that?
Oh, well, yeah, you always get bummed out about what's going on, not necessarily the punk scene, just in general, you know. So I guess that frustration may come through on that line. It's kind of what that song's about, is just kind of feeling lonely and being bummed out. It's a blues tune.
Being around so long, usually when a band starts off, they go out there with this "I want to change the world" attitude. How has that has that changed in like 6-7 years since you formed?
Yeah, of course. I think that happens to anybody. I mean, even people who are just starting in bands, just people that, when you're a teenager, you're real idealistic, you know, like when you're first going into college and fish, and, you know, you're getting involved in a lot of things and you want to do things. And, you know, you find out, I think, that all you really can do is just try and do the most you can yourself. And, like, we do a lot of stuff at home, you know, we do benefits at least, you know, 10 or 12 a year, and that's so, when we're at home, we put, you know, do our part to help our community, you know, by raising money for different things, and, you know, we speak out on different things through our music, and so we do our part, and I think if everybody does their little part, it has a small effect in the way the world turns, you know, but, you know, I think everybody goes through that phase, you know, from, real gung-ho about everything. I think it's good.
Okay, and the flip side is called Choke Word, and it's a more of an acoustic version than on the album. And it's
we would have probably done it acoustic tonight, but they didn't have the facilities for me to play guitar, because I've been playing guitar a lot now since we're back to a four-piece, but I usually play right through the PA, and they didn't have a way to do that, so you know, we do it acoustic a lot.
So was it intentional to do it acoustic on the 45 and then more harder on the
album?
That's
just kind of up and around the studio.
Because there's more intensity in your vocals on the acoustic version.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same version. Yeah. I mean, the same vocal track. It's just the way it comes through, you know. I mean, when I sing, I pretty much put everything into it. I can blow my voice out on the first track, and then as we do it more and more, couple tracks later, it starts getting more raggedy sound, and I guess it might sound more intense to some people, but it's just my voice going, I guess.
We'll be right back. you know that's how it seemed to be to me. From where I'm at or where I've been, it's like hello heaven is how it seems to me. Open the door and come on in. I'm here to see. Yeah, yeah. From the top of my head to the tip of my tongue, expression has gone, feeling the likeness of me. It's a joke word, it's a hook, let me know that I'm alive, let me know.
The acoustics is pretty interesting too. I saw you a few years back at the Ritz when you played with the Subhumans, and you finished your show and you went off and the crowd was screaming for more, and you came out and they were screaming solidarity, and you just came out with an acoustic guitar and did an acoustic version of it, which blew everybody away.
Yeah,
it seems you were like going for those little surprises to keep the crowd sort of on edge, I guess.
Well, we try to do different sets whenever we play. I mean, it'd be pretty boring, especially if you've been around for a long time. And a lot of people see us more than once, I guess. And, you know, we try to keep things fresh by doing things different all the time. And we, you know, we like to make a really good show, you know, not just like to do everything, you know. I think it shows in our records because we have a lot of different styles and influences in our sounds. And we just try to, you know, put that forth in our show. But tonight we play kind of a short set, but we weren't, you know, like main attraction or anything. So, you know, we do a lot of different things.
Now, Ross Records, getting back to the new records, it's sort of like a reggae label.
Yeah, it's primarily a reggae label, but I think you'll find that, you know, like a lot of the bands that are on that label are kind of singing about a lot of the same things we are. So we're kind of in tune with the philosophy of the label. They're more interested in putting out good music with a message, and that's what Scream's about. And,
is there going to be more of that reggae edge?
No, we're going to just, our record is straight rock. You know, they would prefer us to be rock at the moment because, you know, they got some of the greatest reggae bands on the world. They don't need some white boys and, you know, from the suburbs and trying to do reggae and match up to Ecomos or something. Maybe one day we'll be able to do it, you know, like with some of their artists, because we still do a lot of reggae. So I'm sure we'll get to do some reggae for their label. But they're just kind of re-branching out. You know, reggae has a certain market, and I think they want to expand a little bit. And they're really cool people, and they're out of D.C. They're actually owned by Rounder Records now. It's a split thing with Rounder, which is another good label that just basically, you know, they just put out good music. You know, they're not really as interested in making a lot of money and stuff like that as putting out good music.
You guys just came back from Europe playing over there.
Yeah, our second time.
How's the crowds over there different from America?
Well, you know, it's like the same.
Is there more of a hunger for hardcore over there?
Well, in some ways, people are a lot more political over there. They're more sensitive to the issues because they're all from smaller countries, and they realize, you know, how affected they are by what's going on in the rest of the world. So, I mean, they're a lot more intense about the politics. The hardcore scene kind of really didn't get started there until a couple years later. But in general, the punk scene over there has been going on a long time, and alternative music scene in general is like very well organized. So you get big crowds wherever you go because there are a lot of different factors. A lot of the places are subsidized, and you know, it's an incredible scene over there. Plus you get like the Elvis Presley syndrome over there, like you do the Beatles syndrome here. Every British band that comes over here is like really big, and when you go over there and you're an American band, everybody's like really in the scene, you know. So you get a lot of that.
FM Turmoil, music from Scream. That's a Solidarity from their first album. Let me run down the songs we heard in order of appearance. Started off the interview with People from their new latest album, Bang the Drum. They should have a new one out on Ross Records real soon. That was followed by Walking by Myself, the album version. Choke Word, we heard two versions of that song from the album and then from the 45, ending up this set with Solidarity. Thanks to Pete from the band for taking the time out to talk to us. Also thanks to Brian and Sean up at the Anthrax for helping set up a lot of the interviews we do here on Turmoil. When Scream was over in Europe a few months ago, KGB from West Germany was over here in the States. You might remember I had them on the show. Turned out that Scream stayed at KGB's squat while KGB was here in the States doing a mini tour. So I figured you might as well play something from KGB to keep things in context here from KGB's album called Kein Grund zur Beruhigung. This is M.I.K. from KGB here on Turmoil.
Heute. Nein! like it. Keep bumping, but I don't like it. Wir kamen in den Jobpreis, wollten es nehmen von diesem Kreis. Doch was hat sich geändert heute? Hey, wer ist der Jäger, wer die Worte? Einfach sich geändert heute. Die Bombe ist für alle Leute.
Sign in line.